With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russian forces launched a massive overnight attack on Ukraine's capital city of Kiev, killing at least six people and wounding dozens.
There was a pretty substantive attack that lasted several hours. President Zelensky this morning said that 430 drones were involved and 18 missiles, many of them ballistic. It was definitely across the city. We could see explosions on the horizon here, but we could also see missiles and drones flying over above us here in the center of the city.
The BBC's James Lansdale says two other Ukrainian cities were also attacked. In this country, the parents of at least two babies sickened by an infantile botulism outbreak are suing the makers of ByHeart baby formula. Here's correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
At least 15 infants across a dozen states who have fallen ill since the outbreak began in early August. Federal and state officials say no deaths have been reported. ByHeart recalled all of its formula across the U.S. on Tuesday.
Now that the government has reopened, air travelers are eager for flight schedules to return to normal.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the 6% limit will stay in place while officials assess to see whether the air traffic system can safely return to normal. The flight cuts were implemented last week as more air traffic controllers were calling out of work, citing stress and the need to take on second jobs, leaving some control towers and facilities short-staffed. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Capitol Hill, the House is moving toward a vote on releasing files from the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Republican leaders have no choice but to allow a vote after a petition on the Epstein bill reached the needed 218 signatures. This is SRN News. Religion is not important to many Americans.
A new Gallup poll finds only 49% of adults say that faith is a significant part of their life, down from 66% just 10 years ago. That's the largest drop in any country in the world during that time period. However, the U.S. is still a lot more religious than the rest of the industrialized world. While only 49% of Americans say religion is important to them, just 36% of people in the countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development say the same.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington. U.S. Catholic bishops have voted to make official a ban on sex change operations at the nation's many Catholic hospitals. The decision formalizes a years-long process for the U.S. Church to address the issue. More than one in seven patients in the U.S. treated each day at Catholic hospitals. They are often only the only medical centers in some small towns. This is SRN News. A strike against Boeing is coming to an end.
The Boeing machinist in the Midwest who assembled military aircraft and weapons voted to approve a new contract. The breakthrough five-year labor agreement includes a 24% wage hike across the life of the contract and a $6,000 signing bonus, according to the union representing 3,200 workers who walked off the job on August 4th.
That report from Bill Alexander. The nation's largest retailer will soon have a new boss. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon will retire at the end of January. He's been at the company's helm since 2014. John Furner, the head of U.S. operations, will succeed McMillon as CEO. Americans will be allowed to contribute more money to 401k and other retirement saving plans starting next year. The IRS says the maximum contribution will rise to $24,500. More details at srnnews.com.